Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
There are some things in life that just shouldn't be forgotten, like bringing your keys when you leave the house, setting your fantasy lineup, and most importantly, having Hidden Valley Ranch to watch the game. Especially if wings are on the menu. Those creamy, zesty, cool ranch flavors take each spicy, savory bite to an unforgettable level. Hidden Valley Ranch. Only serious about flavor.
Off the ball, GAA.
The story out there was that they were the tough team, Tipperary. They were the team all the steel. Of course, we were kind of the aristocrats, the team with all the skill.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Carla Ward puts her faith in Amber Barrett as the Republic of Ireland prepare to play Greece in the Women's Nations League. St. Pat's are dealt a serious blow in their title challenge, and we look ahead to Arsenal's Champions League quarter-final with both Mikel Arteta and Carlo Ancelotti. But first, the Republic of Ireland will be without both Katie McCabe and Kira Caruso for this evening's second half of their Women's Nations League doubleheader with Greece. McCabe is suspended, having picked up a yellow card during Friday's 4-0 win over the same opposition in Heraklion, while Caruso is carrying a thigh injury. Carla Ward has urged other players to step up and fill the gaps left by the likes of not only McCabe and Caruso, but also the injured Louise Quinn, Megan Connolly and Lily Agg. On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Ireland international Maeve De Burka gave her view on who should lead the line against the Greeks in Tala.
I think Amber has to start, really. I think she deserves it. Like, she's been around that squad, yeah, like I said, 50 caps at this stage, and so many of those have just been off the bench, and she's managed to get 8 goals in that time too. So I think Carla will probably start her. I imagine we might see Saoirse Noonan off the bench. Carla Ward spoke about her during the week as well, or just in the press conference yesterday, saying how that she wasn't pressing in training. I don't think she'll put her in from the start, but who knows? There's definitely options up there.
There's lots more of that preview of tonight's game with Maeve De Burka elsewhere for free in the OTB football feed. Kickoff at Tala Stadiums at 7:30. The other game in Ireland's group kicks off at 5 with group leader Slovenia away to Turkey. St. Pat's title hopes have been dealt a significant blow with an injury to top scorer Aidan Keane, worse than first feared. The striker's been an unqualified success since his move back from Cheltenham last summer. He scored 5 goals in 6 games for the Saints this season to help them to second in the SSE or Tristy Premier Division. But Keane was forced to miss their recent games with Waterford and Shelburne due to a hamstring injury, which the Irish Sun say is worse than first feared. He now faces 8 to 12 weeks out of action, meaning he may not return until after the mid-season break. Such an absence would place huge pressure on teenager Mason Melia to deliver for Pats. It's reported that it's a case of when, not if, Virgil van Dijk and Mo Salah sign new contracts with Liverpool. The experienced duo are among 3 players whose deals expire at the end of the season. While Trent Alexander-Arnold appears destined for Real Madrid, there is growing confidence that van Dijk and Salah will renew. That confidence was increased by van Dijk's own statements regarding his status in the wake of Sunday's defeat at Fulham.
There is progress, yeah.
So are you staying in Liverpool next season?
Well, I don't know, we'll see.
What sort of progress is the
Listen, these are internal discussions, and we'll see.
Liverpool fans are crying for you to stay.
Crying?
Yeah.
Wow.
In a good way.
Listen, I love the club and I love the fans, and today as well, they were there for us again, and unfortunately we couldn't reward them, but I want them to be there Sunday again and make the stadium an amazing venue, like always.
And the Athletic's David Ornstein further added to that confidence by an appearance on NBC Sport last night.
It's been my understanding throughout that Liverpool are confident, optimistic of renewing Van Dijk. And now it's a case of when rather than if he will put pen to paper, barring any last minute hitches. The talks, the negotiations have been positive and cordial. It's the same situation with Mohamed Salah. Liverpool have been confident throughout that they will retain his services. And like I said with Van Dijk, it's more a case of when rather than if that is going to happen now. And that will be really good news for them.
There are some things in life that just shouldn't be forgotten, like bringing your keys when you leave the house, setting your fantasy lineup, and most importantly, having Hidden Valley Ranch to watch the game. Especially if wings are on the menu. Those creamy, zesty, cool ranch flavors take each spicy, savory bite to an unforgettable level. Hidden Valley Ranch, only serious about flavor.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.
Mikel Arteta has stressed the importance of playing the opponent and not their record tonight. His Arsenal side welcomed 15-time winners Real Madrid to the Emirates for the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final. Arteta has a decision to make regarding William Saliba's partner at the heart of their defence. Gabriel and Ricardo Calafiori are both out injured, while Jakub Kivior started there against Everton on Saturday. Having been rested for the trip to Goodison, Gabriel Martinelli and Martin Odegaard should return to the starting 11. For Real, Thibaut Courtois will return in goal after they were forced to select third-choice Fran Gonzalez in a 2-1 defeat to Valencia. Arteta says Arsenal must not be overawed by Real's reputation tonight.
Very important, because that's not something that that we can interfere with. And as well, the more convinced we are, the more we feel it, the more we transmit that, the less we'll have, we'll give them any opportunity to think that there is an opportunity to take against us. So that mindset is going to be very, very important.
Arteta's Real counterpart, Carlo Ancelotti, says their experience at these stages of the competition are a natural advantage.
The experience in this competition is really important. Really, really important. The experience, the knowledge, because the experience means you are not afraid to play this kind of games that put on you a lot of pressure, because a really important competition. And so this is... what is eliminatoria in English? It's face to face. Face to face, and so a lot of pressure on this game. The experience is really important. The fact to have a lot of players that already played this kind of game give to the team, to the players, also to the younger, more confidence.
Elsewhere this evening, the league leaders in Germany and Italy square off at the Allianz Arena, where Bayern Munich play host to Inter. Bayern have doubts over the fitness of Manuel Neuer and Kingsley Coman, while Jamal Musiala, Dayot Upamecano and Alphonso Davies are definitely out of that game. Alessandro Bastoni should start for Inter, despite picking up a knock in their 2-2 draw with Parma at the weekend. But they've travelled to Bavaria without injured trio Denzel Dumfries, Piotr Zielinski and Mehdi Taremi. Both of tonight's games kick off at 8 p.m. One Arsenal player who could have a future in Spain is Thomas Partey. The 31-year-old is out of contract at the end of this season and has fallen down the midfield pecking order at the Emirates. Mundo Deportivo in Spain report today that Partey is hopeful of an escape route to Barcelona. However, the outlet also say that the former Atletico Madrid man is not high on their list of priorities. Ruud van Nistelrooy has stopped short of saying he wants to keep the Leicester job. They teeter on the brink of relegation back to the Championship following last night's 3-0 defeat at home to Newcastle. The result equaled Leicester's joint longest run of league defeats at 8, while they've also scored 0 goals in each of their last 8 home matches. Van Nistelrooy had previously claimed he would not run away from the job, but last night he was less assured.
No, it's clear what is the most important thing is this club and what's best for this club.
And that's also something that, of course, we have to discuss. Oh, it's about tonight for me, and of course the run of form that we're in, the position that we're in, and that's it for tonight for me to react to.
Manchester United will extend their season with a tour of Asia at the end of their Premier League campaign. Ruben Amorim's side will visit Kuala Lumpur next month, where they'll face an All-Stars team made up of players from the Asian Football Federation. United will then travel to China to play Hong Kong. And finally, Birmingham City can secure their return to the Championship tonight if they win away to Peterborough. The League One leaders currently have an 11-point advantage at the top of the table with two games in hand over second-place Wrexham. Chris Davies' side have lost just one of their last 25 league matches. That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and we'll be back with more Football Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
To unlock much more from the OTB Football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Gaffer sort of tracked a few of the boys under the bus in terms of who had to play against Man City away, and me and Matty Ritchie was asking for like tactical improvements for weeks or months or whatever. We come in at half time and I think it was like 2-0 or 3-0 or something down, and he's like, boys, like, you keep asking for tactics, I don't do tactics, just put your boots on and work hard. That's
is that the legendary Dwight Gale, is that who missed the chance in the quarterfinal against Manchester City? Is that the same Dwight Gale? Okay, interesting.
Saucer of milk, table two.
Been round the block a long, long time. I've only managed 1,050 games, but according to Dwight, I don't know what I'm doing. So I like other people make their mind up and a bit more established than what Dwight ever was.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly, or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.